The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.
It's a big revolt. Revolt. Oh!
Get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Nick Revolt, Marty, with us this morning.
Morning, gang. Flock of 80s Fridays.
Flock of 80s Fridays.
Flock of 80s. So it's retro round on Fox Footy this round, which I love because you get to go back. And 80s and 90s, for me, you know, childhood, your favourite players.
Last time this round was on, you dressed up and you and Jonathan Brown were doing something.
Wayne and Garth.
That's right. Last year, I was Garth.
I could always get the rubbish gigs. But embraced it.
Which you always do.
For this week, we on Best on Ground on Saturday nights, we have a debate every week, and this week we're debating the 80s against the 90s.
So
I was on the way in, I was thinking, you know, pop culture and listening to you guys, and you're like, flock of 80s. Well, I'm doing the 90s.
Okay.
And I was thinking about the music. Music in the 90s.
It dipped a little.
It dipped a little. 80s horrendous. Is better than 90s.
That's why you don't do the flock of 90s,
correct.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Is it the emergence of the boy band?
We might do it in 10 years, but it's all about the 80s
I'm
now.
I'm not sure. They've had a 90s
position before.
But footy was good.
In
the 80s and 90s. Like all we had Mike Sheehan on last night, and he was talking about you had bigger poster boys, it feels like, back then. You know, you had Dunstall and you had Modra and you had
Real Carey, silverbacks.
Lockett and Ablett, the big power key forwards. Now, that, you know, you win the Coleman with 48 goals.
It's not the same. Slightly off topic, but in the same area, Mark Geyer works for Triple M in Sydney.
Yep.
And he was in our building yesterday. And I said to him, I was just watching the fight at the MCG from 1995 in the State of Origin that was here, and it was a proper fist fight about 14 blokes.
Vic and SA?
New South Wales and Queensland.
Oh, the rugby State of Origin. They played here then.
Yeah, at the G. And it was a full fist fight. It just doesn't happen anymore.
Bring it back.
Yeah, bring back the beef. Absolutely bring it back.
Gets a crowd up and about. Well, sure Origin last week, they were that was a bit of a throwback.
That was a bit of a throwback.
Yeah, it was good.
We were just talking off air about Lee Montagna because we realised that on this day, his footy career finished in 2017.
Prematurely.
And you were just telling us he had a couple of personal issues, but that was part of the reason, but he also suffered a pretty severe injury.
He just did a big hamstring. There was, you know, what was there, 6 or 7 weeks to go in the season, and he just didn't
Couldn't get back.
And then ended up in a situation where the two of us didn't get offered new contracts.
At
St Kilda.
That's painful, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I've let it go.
Did you think it was coming at the time?
I've let it go, Marty.
At the time, were you thinking I got another year here?
Oh, yeah. I still think I could go.
Yeah, I reckon you could too, just looking at it.
But Joey legitimately could have kept playing. So it was a little bit surprising. And for a guy that had played a lot of footy, it wasn't the greatest way to go out.
Richo
was a coach. But he's such a selfless guy that, you know, he just copped it on the chin, and he's done well. I mean, you talk about timing. His timing out of the game, it's worked out brilliantly for him because he's dominating in the media, the commentary.
He's one of ours. Is he huddling up?
He's a rub guy.
He's a rub and tug guy.
Yeah. Well, no. Sunday rub. Yeah, just
the midweek rub.
Yeah, just the rub.
Midweek rub as well.
On a Wednesday.
What a Wednesday night.
Wednesday, it's just a podcast.
Midweek,
brilliant podcast. Yeah, it's my favourite.
You're a company man, aren't you, Marty?
You know I am. A lot happening this weekend. Let's come back and talk about it. We can actually start now if you'd like talking about Richmond Fremantle tonight.
Tonight, yep. Royal Richmond are smarting,
aren't they?
Your boys last week.
We haven't even discussed that.
You're a little bit chipper this week.
I was there,
I've noticed.
And at the end of the game, this is what I did. I went like this. Yeah!
Been all year.
Like the cork getting popped.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe it. I thought 32 points. I thought, is it enough? Well, it was enough because they kicked 20.
Just
20 points.
It was it was great. It was great to see. I mean, I think everyone that's a non-Richmond supporter was barracking for the story, which was for North Melbourne to get up.
Because you know that happened when Reece Shaw took over as well. We beat Richmond at Marvel as well.
I did find it interesting, Jai Simpkin afterwards, he was dedicating it to Nobes.
Yeah.
I wonder if Nobes was sitting at home saying, he had bloody 15 weeks to give me some effort.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, you blokes.
It's funny, isn't it? My mum said the same thing. Do you think David Noble would be watching this? And I was like, well, I hope he's having dinner with his family.
100%. 100% he would have been watching.
Mm, I thought he
can't
might.
Look away. It's one of those things you just don't want to look at.
Of course.
You know. Yeah, like you know, the winking that you spoke about.
Yeah.
You don't want to look.
Oh, yeah.
But you just can't look away.
But you have to.
Hey, we're talking about Lee Montagna before. You know Joey, don't you?
I don't know him.
Oh,
no.
You know his brother.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. I don't want to keep banging on about North, but Ben Amafio is making a case with the AFL around a priority pick. What do you think about that, Nick?
Well, I was a priority pick back in 2000. So
different rules we different were just
rules.
Discussing.
So I think the contention at the moment lies in the fact that it's discretionary.
Yeah.
So it's up to the AFL to decide whether they deserve one or not. Back in the sort of early 2000s, it was just cut and dry. If you won less than five games two seasons in a row, you qualified for a priority pick. The trouble with that rule was if teams in their second year got to four wins, well, then Q went in the rack, and then we had the whole tanking thing
disaster.
With the accusations around Melbourne in 2009, so the rule was blown up, and now it's up to the AFL. So, look, I think they will get one. I think they will get one. As to whether they should or not, I mean, it depends how forensically you want to get into some of the decisions that have been made, and is their situation self-inflicted?
Well, a little bit, because we gave away – what did we give away, Will?
The second and third round future draft picks for this upcoming draft.
Yeah.
So you've got one pick in the top 50.
That doesn't flatter us.
Yeah, so but it's deeper than that. You've had, you know, so three coaches in 4 years, you know, that the process of the appointment of those coaches, you know, has been criticised. You cut really hard with your list. So what
40.
Yeah, so what decisions that have been made with respect to the list have led you to this situation? I still think they'll get one, but
some of it's of our own making.
So of course, and that's, you know, every club's been in that situation where they've made poor decisions. But it's Sonia Hood's comments that we've got a great list flies in the face of the argument to get a priority pick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So, you know, can you have it both ways? And I understand she needs to be positive and upbeat about the current group. Otherwise, the poor guys are sitting there in the locker room and saying, well,
she was pretty emotional.
Sonia doesn't rate us.
Yeah. So.
Well, she tweeted that after the game, after the win. She's just gone, our list, not bad.
Well, stay out of it, Sonia.
I'd be sort of a bit quieter on that front while you're campaigning for a priority.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'd be really under the radar. Shushy shush.
Sonia, not you.
I'm going to write that down.
Shush.
I should have said that to Teddy when he was sitting in my lap when he came in the other week.
Everyone loves
he's three
Teddy.
Today.
He's happy great. Birthday, Teddy.
Happy birthday.
Three. It's a big one.
He's not invited back.
Yes, he can come back anytime he likes.
He can play with
happy
your,
with
can
it.
Play with your tennis ball you've got on the desk.
Yeah.
With the interesting
tornado
artwork
Teddy.
On it.
I've peened it. Richmond Freo, we've discussed. North Hawks will be a bit of fun. What else do we like?
I like the Q clash. It's actually got some meaning now, and they don't like each other, these two teams. And every time Brisbane play at the Gabba, it's retro round, I have really fond memories of the Gabba because I spent time on Tasmanian, but I spent time living on the Gold Coast, and I'll never forget the day that I went up to, it was 1995, Hawthorn were playing at the Gabba. I was a big Hawthorn supporter, so Dad took me up, and Brisbane had the most remarkable comeback. Yeah. I think they came back from like 50 points down.
Famous game.
And beat Hawthorn. And
why were you living on the Gold Coast?
We lived up there, just, you know, a bit of a
What age
change.
Were you then?
I would have been sort of 10, I think, when we moved up there.
Oh, right, okay.
All through my sort of teenage and schooling years. And
yeah,
then
right.
17, 18 when I moved down here.
Okay.
But Hawthorn lost the game and they had an aftermatch little function for supporters and stuff. And so went along and there was Jason Dunstall sitting there in the
Tufty.
Corner. And... Well, it wasn't overly friendly. not
has
really,
much changed.
Not warm. But I thought, hey, and Dad was like, hey, they just lost. It's okay. You know, like he's probably going to be a little bit grumpy.
Mm.
Well, then you fast forward 10 years and you actually get to meet him and you get to work with him.
Yeah.
No.
Same guy.
Win, lose, draw, rain, hail, shine. Doesn't matter.
Just a grumpy guy in the corner.
Not a real friendly guy.
But a great footballer.
Nah, I love him. Had the poster on my wall as a kid.
Yeah,
and it's still a thrill to work with him.
Yeah, well said.
It's still a thrill.
What else do we like? Bulldogs Melbourne will be a belter.
Yep, that'll be a good one. Grand final rematch 2.0. This is a really interesting one. So I think, you know, people say, oh, grand final rematch, it doesn't really mean anything. Every time we played Geelong after losing in 2009, didn't matter if it was 5 years later, every time we played Collingwood after 2010, you're still
smarting.
Remember? Well, it's not like you hold a grudge or anything like that. Like, I really respect both of those football clubs, but it's just there. It's just something. So I think the Bulldogs guys would still be feeling a little bit of that. And they were great last week. St Kilda were extraordinarily disappointing in their performance on Friday night footy against the Dogs. So the Dogs will have no doubt a lot of confidence coming into a game where Melbourne aren't flying. So go back 8 weeks and we're all thinking it's over.
Back-to-back.
It's over. And Geelong have lifted. Melbourne have dropped off a little bit. So I'm excited about this one. And Collingwood, Essendon, anytime these two powerhouse clubs play each other, it's a beauty. And you know, feel for Jack Ginnivan. He's become a story, really, not of his own doing.
What do you think about all of the dropping into the tackle, the free kick?
Well, I like the AFL stance. I think the players have been doing what the game has allowed them to do. So I don't have any ill will towards any of the players that have been trying to draw these free kicks. But I understand the AFL taking this stance because they can't be as strong as they are on head knocks and concussion and then allow players to, you know,
lead with the head
and win free kicks by drawing head high contact. Yeah. That just doesn't work. And then it's also the aesthetics as well. It's probably not a great look. And at last Friday at my boys, James's under eights training, all the boys are running around and they're all trying it.
They're trying to drop in, you know, and suck the high.
Like when you go and you practice your Eddie Betts's from the boundary and they were all doing the arm lift and the little duck trying to. So that's probably. Yeah, I had a bit of a word to change.
Yeah.
hey,
come on.
Did you think the
not the mere style, just you know?
No, it's never. There's never any time to be throwing fish and chips around. Did you think the Ginnivan and Selwood comparison was fair?
Well, I mean, yeah, but there are a stack of players you could throw into that situation. Everyone's done it at some stage, ducked the head or dropped the knees or lifted the arm. So it's good, just good. I think it's going to make the umpire's job a little bit more difficult, but we're all on Jack watch on Sunday to see what happens. Because it's become habit for him. So.
What are you doing this weekend? What are you calling?
What have I got? I'm on tonight. Richmond Fremantle will be in the studio for Fox Footy. And tomorrow, Best on Ground, we're coming out of the Bulldogs and Melbourne game, which will be a beauty. And then we've got our retro round theme.
Excellent.
So we'll be dressed up in our sort of retro suits.
Good luck for the 90s.
With rank ties and silly hairdos.
Fat lapels.
Yeah, all of that.
I said lapels.
I'll give you.
Always lovely to see you, mate.
I'll give you ties back next week. Yeah.
There you go. Nick Revolt back with us next week on the Marty Sheargold Show.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.